So whenever you're driving at night, usually headlights are good, right? It's not so much needed. It is needed around here, but it's not as bad because there's always these lights all around here that you can pretty much see like it's in the day. But it's for sure in the country, where in the country there's probably no lights, no nothing. Plus, usually those roads, if you're in the back of the country, it's usually windy and all this stuff. And plus, in this area, it's deer country, so you could hit a deer. So thank God we have high beams for that and various stuff like that. And even if we turn off our lights for a second, it's quite easy to go off the road. That if we don't have that light, we could actually, and most likely, get into an accident. Of course, I'm not advocating for anyone to do this, but it's also one of those things that the lights lights the path that we should be driving, that we ourselves are driving, that we take. And the reason why I bring this all up is because the question I have for you now is, do we allow Christ to guide our path just like headlights guide our path? That do we have Christ who will always help each one of us to show us the direction of the path, to show the path for us to see, but we are the ones actually driving, that we're the ones actually making the choice to follow the road, to turn off the lights, to go off to the side, whatever. Are we following Christ's light? And that's the question to ponder, to think about. Is that our reality? Or do sometimes we might be following the light, but then get off the road for a quick second, then come back on? Or do we just go off into the woods or whatever? Do we follow Christ? Because he's not going to force us to follow him. He's not going to make us, against our free will, to follow him, to follow the light, to follow the right path. Sure, of course he could do that. But he's not going to. Because if he did that, that wouldn't be true conversion. That wouldn't be true love. That would just, if you will, be a fake conversion, if you will, or fake love that he's forcing you to love him and follow the path. And that's the key here to follow his path, is that we truly love Christ. That we truly want to follow him to the Father, because he will lead us. But we are in the end the ones driving the car. That we are in the end choosing to turn on our headlights or not. That it's not God forcing us to go this way or that way. That we ultimately are choosing to do it ourselves. And we should do it out of the love, just like Christ has for us, just like God has for us, that he chose to give his Son, that same love we should then give back to him, because he's done so much for us. Every single thing that you have in your life, he has helped you get to that point. You might have not seen it, you might have not heard him, but he's helping, not forcing, but helping. And do we truly love Christ that way, to follow him, to follow that path, to follow that path to heaven? Or we at times love him, other times we don't? Or do we truly love him and try to follow him in our lives? That is what Christ wants, what he desires. And what we hear in the first reading today about the wise man having the light who will shine forever is at the end of that pathway, that the end in heaven, that the path that Christ is showing, that we should truly love Christ with our whole heart, with our whole being, to follow him in our lives, to not just make it a good among all goods, but to have truly Christ as the highest good that we can ever offer. To not have him be secondary or third or fourth or fifth or 20th or whatever. To actually make Christ a priority in our life, to actually follow the path that he has for us. But the beauty of Christ is, he won't abandon you. Just because we turn off the lights and go off the road, he won't actually leave us. He'd be there to welcome you back on the path in a second. No questions asked. He just wants you back. Doesn't matter if you went off the road for one day or 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, whatever it is. He wants you back to follow him so you can try to love him again. Of course, none of us are perfect. None of us will do this perfectly. We all sin. But as long as we are trying to follow Christ, as long as we are trying to avoid sin, to avoid the darkness that is this world, that is what Christ wants, what he desires, what he asks of everybody, is that we at least try to make the effort to not sin. That doesn't mean we'll do it perfectly. That at least means we try. And that's the key. So when we don't try is the issue. When we just give in to sin, that we don't even fight the sin that we do on a daily basis, every single day, sometimes once an hour. That's becomes the issue. That he wants us to look at our lives to see where we can improve, see where we can reduce our sins. And as long as you are trying your hardest, as long as you are trying, that's all he desires. Don't have to stay on the path 24/7 for the rest of your life. Sometimes we skirt off on the road. And the important part is that we come back. So that's what I want to leave with you and challenge you today to look at your life, to see if you are following Christ the light. Or do you at times turn off those headlights and go off the road?